This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
He missed six games during the regular season, the first significant amount of time he's missed in his four-year NFL career. The Patriots will need a pass rush this postseason, and Chandler Jones is one of the men most responsible for providing one. Jackie Britton spoke with a Patriots pass rush specialist.
For almost 2 months, an injury kept Chandler Jones away from the thing he loves most, football. And for the first time in his young career, he was challenged in a different way.
Well, you were out of commission for a little while. How tough was that for you?
It was very tough, and not really the tough of missing football, but even missing, you know, being on the sideline with my teammates, the ups and the downs, and, you know, but it feels good to be back with my team. It really does.
This was your first real stretch of time away from the game. How much did you miss it?
I miss it a lot, but I also use it as an advantage. It was very advantageous for me being out. You know, I try to use a negative and make it into a positive. And with that, I mean, you know, I became more of a student of the game, you know. You know, I was studying even with Akeem Ayers. I was studying what he was doing, trying to put some of his game into mine.
You've mentioned before your relationship with Vince Wilfork. Did you lean on him at all during this process, knowing that he's gone through something similar?
I remember certain things that Vince did, you know, around the facility, and you know, that when he was out, you know, he was always seen. You know, he was in our meeting rooms, and he was sometimes out at practice when he was able to walk. So, you know, when I was out, I was always in the meeting room trying to add my two cents and even becoming more of a student of the game, like I said previously.
I think when a lot of people think of a player missing time on the field, it's all physical. But how much of that was mental, and how were you challenged differently?
Well, that's a really good question. But, you know, I feel like mental and physical, they kind of tie into each other, you know, because the body and the mind, they really work together. And so my first game back when we played against Miami, there was definitely a physical, you know, I was a little bit fatigued, but our strength and conditioning coaches, they did a good job of conditioning me. But as far as the mental thing, you know, you always could do everything on a piece of paper, but when you're out on the field, it's totally different. So that's one thing that walkthroughs and things of that nature will help you with.
When he stepped back on the football field for the first time, he gave it everything he had.
Handoff goes to Thomas, head in the backfield, and an outstanding play there by Chandler Jones. Under pressure, and down he goes, and Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower collaborate.
You mentioned that first game back against Miami. Just describe the range of emotions you went through. I mean, getting ready, suiting up. How did you feel that first game back?
Yeah, I had said in a previous interview that I had got a bit emotional, you know, going through the whole pregame process and things like that. You know, I kind of got a little teary-eyed, but because I was out for so long, and it was the longest I'd ever been out with any injury. And it really made me, you know, sit back and just, you know, not take the game more, you know, for granted, as people would say. But it felt good to be back out there with my teammates and just to make plays again and just to get that confidence to, you know, make plays again. So it was a good thing, and I was glad to be back out there.
Rob Ninkovich seemed to have a friendly competition. Do you guys keep tabs on each other when it comes to sacks?
Always. And that's funny. That's a category sacks. Rob definitely is always talking about, oh, I have more sacks than you. And I was like, Rob, I didn't even play the whole season. But, you know, I leave it to him.
Are there any wagers, anything ever on the line with that?
No. We're just very competitive.
Just bragging rights?
Yeah, bragging rights for the most part.
Entering the postseason here. Mm-hmm. Is the vibe different during the week at all, knowing that the stakes are higher now?
Personally, I feel that way. Personally, you know, not to speak on anyone else's behalf but mine. Personally, I feel like this, I mean, it's you lose, you go home. So I feel like you have to pay attention to detail and you can't make any mistakes because one mistake can send you home.
He may have the weekend off, but the Jones brothers are staying busy.
No game. Any chance we'll be going to Las Vegas to see your brother?
I'm not, actually. I'm not going to the fight. I'll be watching it. I might order it at home, invite some teammates over, and we'll watch it, order some pizza or something. So.
Do you guys ever compete with each other? I mean, as brothers, I know it's a different category, but do you ever kind of compete?
Well, he always shoves it in my face that he has a world title, and I don't. So, I mean, that's pretty competitive, but we'll see.